DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has expressed grave concerns over reports of an Israeli airstrike on Syria. In a statement, the UN's chief spokesman said he'd called on all parties to prevent any escalation of tension in the region. But he said the UN was unable to verify details of the strike. Regional security forces reported Wednesday that Israeli jets had bombed a convoy in Syria, apparently carrying weapons destined for Lebanon. Separately, Syria said Israeli jets had hit a military research centre near Damascus, killing two people. In a statement broadcast on Syrian state television, the foreign ministry called on the UN to take steps over the alleged strike, while Damascus's ambassador to Lebanon warned of a surprise retaliation. Israel is yet to comment on the allegations. Staying with Israel, UN investigators have accused the nation of violating human rights law by promoting Jewish settlements in occupied Palestinian territories. A three-member UN panel in Geneva called on Israel to withdraw all settlers and to compensate Palestinians for human rights abuses. The report came 2 days after Israeli diplomats refused to take part in a regular review of Israel's human rights record. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has described the report as unproductive for the Middle East peace process. The candidate to become America's next defense secretary has been left defending his record during a tough Senate hearing over his suitability for the role. In several heated exchanges, Republican lawmakers questioned Chuck Hagel's judgment on war strategy as well as his stance on the Iraq war. Senator John McCain blasted Hagel for his opposition to a troop surge in Iraq in 2007, demanding whether he thought he'd been wrong. Hagel declined to give a yes or no answer. Republicans also voiced concerns that he wasn't tough enough on Iran and did not strongly support Israel. Hagel, a decorated Vietnam War veteran, was nominated by President Barack Obama to lead the Pentagon during his second term. Despite Republican opposition, Democrats who hold the Senate majority are expected to confirm him. He would replace Leon Panetta. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. France has given its backing to UN plans to send a peacekeeping force into Mali. Defence Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said the suggestion, which is currently being discussed by the UN Security Council, was extremely positive. He said France would play a role in any such future plan. Last month, the Council passed a resolution approving the deployment of an African-led force to Mali. But since France's military intervention 3 weeks ago, UN diplomats have said this plan has been shelved in favour of the peacekeeping mission. France has said its troops had now largely reclaimed key towns from Islamist rebels who took control of Mali's north 10 months ago. Separately, EU foreign ministers have agreed to reinstate an economic aid programme to Mali. In Germany, a regional appeal court has reportedly allowed murder charges against the alleged neo-Nazi Beate Schäfer. She is the sole surviving suspected member of the far-right group, the National Socialist Underground. The group is believed to have been behind the high-profile murders of 9 Turkish and Greek immigrants, as well as a policewoman between 2000 and 2007. A number of bombing attacks and bank robberies have also been linked to the group. Schäfer's lawyers have denied her direct involvement in the crimes. The US daily newspaper, The New York Times, has accused Chinese hackers of infiltrating its computer systems. The paper said hackers had used methods which had been linked to the Chinese military to steal reporters' passwords and access emails over a 4-month period. It said the hacking had coincided with its investigation into the Chinese premier Wen Jiabao's family. In October, the newspaper published an exposé alleging the premier's relatives had built a fortune worth more than $2 billion. China has said the allegations of state-endorsed hacking are groundless. And turning to soccer now, English footballer David Beckham has joined French side Paris Saint-Germain. The 37-year-old signed a 5-month contract for the Qatari-owned club in what is expected to be the final stop of a long and storied career. He has pledged to donate his salary to charity. For more news and information, please visit our website at www.dw.de. This is Charlotte Chelsenpil for Deutsche Welle News.